It was Halloween night when I went into labor. I was home with both the boys, and just the way the contractions were, they were about every 20 minutes. I knew it was probably it.
When you went to bed, I got the pool out and blew it up and got everything ready, got the hose hooked up and got it ready.
Yeah.
So then when you woke me up, told me it was time, then I went ahead and started filling the pool.
I called my midwife. I called my doula and friend, Sarah, and then my sister, Sam, and then my other two friends, Megan and Danielle. I just had everybody come because I knew things were going to pick up faster. Megan arrived first, and she started putting hot rice bags on my back, which is what I liked with my labor with Carson. We had music playing. We had candles lit. The lights were dimmed. It was just very relaxing. Then Sarah came. Then my midwife's assistant came. Then my midwife came, and she just gets her supplies out, gets whatever she thinks she might need, and just watches me, just tries to figure out where I'm at in labor by my movements and my actions. I walked around the house, and I sat on the birth ball, and I kind of squatted by the couch and just tried to keep moving. With my labor with Carson, I felt like I was afraid to move. I'd never had a natural birth before. I just kind of stayed in the same positions. So that was really neat this time that I just decided to go with it. At one point, I was sitting on the ball in the corner of the room, and I felt a thud. And I told my midwife, I think my water's going to break soon. So I got in the pool after that and then labored for a little bit longer. And then I felt the urge to push. I felt her head crowning, and then I made a few pushes for her head, then her body just followed, whereas Carson was twice as big and took a while to push out.
Yeah, it was just neat. Without having any medication or anything, you knew exactly where you were in birth. You knew what your body was doing. You knew when to go get the boys so they'd be there, and then you're in control and relaxed, and you knew what you were doing. What was the happiest moment of birth of Scarlett?
That I was able to share it with my closest friends and family and have my first daughter and have them share that experience with me.
What are the most important lessons you've learned about birth?
From our first experience in the hospital, it was so scary and unpredictable, and we just felt so out of control. I feel like we've done so much work just to make our own decisions, and they've turned out to be such great experiences, and they've changed the way we've parented our children.
What are the most important things you learned about me?
I've learned how supportive you are and how trusting you are of me and my decisions, and I feel like we've made them together, and they've turned out really, really good.
What was the earliest memory of wanting to have home birth?
When I was pregnant with Carson and I was starting to get high anxiety about going to the hospital, just the people there and not feeling like I can stick up for myself and make my own choices and telling people I don't want certain procedures done. And then I started meeting people who had home birth. So I slowly started to learn about it and discover that was the best place for us.
What would you like Scarlett to know about you as a mother?
I hope that she knows that we've tried to make the best decisions for her that I have as a mother, and I'd like her to know that we love her.
How has being a parent changed you?
I feel like it's completely changed me. I'm passionate about things I never thought I would be. It's just made me a better person. I feel like I actually make my own decisions. I'm trying to make good choices for them. What are the most important lessons you've learned about birth and about fatherhood?
To research everything, either be home or in the hospital, or just research and learn about it so you know what questions to ask and you know what's supposed to happen.
What are the most important things you've learned about me?
That you're strong and brave and committed. And
what is your earliest memory of wanting to have a home birth?
It was you telling me you wanted a home birth and me thinking you're crazy, and then after researching it, it ended up being a educated decision. So it was me just more supporting your decisions and you influencing me on that.
What would you like Scarlett to know about her birth?
That it went how nature intended it to go.